Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
First off, Jay, I want to talk about the last, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 weeks, something like that, and where it's all gone wrong, really, I guess. Because, listen, when you, and I've seen a lot of people start to do this in recent weeks, and they start to add some perspective to the entire season, the entire campaign and the whole. And I get that. And listen, I probably will do that in the grand scheme of things, in the fullness of time. At some point, I might sit there and go, yeah, but when I look back in hindsight, I didn't expect us to challenge for a title this season.
Yeah.
Right back in August, you know, given the full midfield rebuilds, you know, you lost your captain, your vice captain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. However, having said all of that, you know, 5, 6 weeks ago, we were potentially on for a quadruple, let alone the Premier League title. So there has been a point along the way in this last few weeks whereby something has started to go wrong. And I think there's been a couple of warning signs in a couple of performances. And what I will say as well is throughout the season, there's been a lot of people now maybe saying it with the benefit of hindsight, saying, well, coming back from behind all the time wasn't sustainable. And you're always going to run out of legs at some point. And that intensity you play with and that late goals and the subs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, we're always going to come back to bite you on the arse. I mean, is it as simplistic as that for you? I mean, injuries have already played a part as well on the way. There's no two ways about that. We've lost key players and youngsters have had to step up in a big way. But let's be perfectly honest about it. Key players have been back recently and that's when the wheels have fell off. That's when it's unraveled.
Yeah.
So what do you put it, Andrew? Can you make any sense of it?
It feels like what happened tonight has been in kind of in microcosm how we've been since we came back after that international break. So like even the games we've won, like Brighton, we won. That was the first game back. We concede early, you know, and then we miss a good few presentable chances in that one. Sheffield United, we end up winning the game. They get a pretty crap goal, you know, and then you know, Atalanta, the second leg, we go 1-0 up. Salah misses that chance and then it kind of fizzles out, and I feel like it's kind of all, obviously you've got Man U in there as well, missing chances. It feels like that's all kind of coalesced into one performance today where, you know, it's a scruffy as anything goal, bit of a schoolyard kind of goal to concede. We then have a decent period 10 minutes before half time. As much as Everton were very, very good today and they deserve to win, that period before half time, you've got Nunez, Diaz, you know, how often have we said this, missing presentable chances? Yeah. Either of them go in, you go in at 1-1 and it's like, here we go. Mm-hmm. You know, we only need to find a one goal and then, you know, happy days. But that doesn't happen. So it's just these things that have been creeping in. It is unfortunate the way, kind of looking at the season and as a whole, I've always thought, you know, I thought 90 odd points would be beyond us, you know, mid 80s, yeah. And we'll probably end up getting 80 something. We'll have to wait and see how we do in the last couple of games, but we might end up with, you know, 81, 82 points, which is, yeah, that would win the league a lot of times in the 90s and stuff like that. So you think, well, if you're trying to look at it from the kind of whole season perspective, at the start of the season, if someone went, you'll get 80-odd points and you'll win the League Cup, then you go, all right, and then we'll go into next season with Klopp still as manager because we didn't know Klopp was going to leave and then build on that. But the way it's kind of depressing, the way it's flipped. If we'd have started badly and then we're doing all right now, I think we'd be looking into next season going, this is a decent side, but the way that it's the wheels haven't, I wouldn't say fallen off. They've kind of like, they haven't fallen off spectacularly. They've sort of like dropped off, inched off one by one. It's like, you know, the back two tires on my car need replacing at some point. Mm. You know, the car's still drivable, but it's like, you know, I know it's going to have to be done at some point. And that's kind of what's happened. It's been a bit of a, it's very depressing, isn't it? With the fact that Jürgen's leaving, the way this is all unfolded.
Well, that you've said it there, really. It is. And that makes everything 10 times worse. And I've said it for a while now. It feels like the Jürgen Klopp factor and obviously the desire and the hunger and the want for that fairy tale ending has heightened the emotions throughout this. It's made the wins feel all the more brilliant. Yeah. And it's made the defeats and the drop points along the way all the more crushing. And I make it happen because we've all been guilty of romanticising Jürgen Klopp's exit, you know what I mean? And having him sail off into the sunset with more trophies under his belt, essentially. And unfortunately now, as I mentioned, you know, barring a miracle, which simply isn't going to happen, he's going to walk away with this season, the Carabao Cup, which, you know, within itself is fine. You know, it's silverware, ultimately, but it's not what it perhaps should have been, or certainly could have been, because you said it a moment ago. I think on reflection, like a top four finish, what should be a comfortable top four finish, touch wood, and a cup, a lot of people thought the season would have gone, oh yeah, I'll have a little bit of that. But then when you factor in where we were in the league and the fact it was in our hands not two weeks ago, and the Europa League thing, you think, oh, this really should have been a bit more, because I think we were all pleasantly surprised with how quickly this team sort of gelled and became a fully functioning force. You'd argue, obviously, in recent weeks, it most definitely isn't a fully functioning force, which again makes it all the more disappointing, because a lot of it, you know, it's both boxes, essentially, a lot of the problems. I think midfield, by and large, generally has done well. I thought it was decent as well tonight for lots of the game. There were certain problems in there as well, of course there were, but defensively, it was poor, it was weak, it was a little bit fragile at times. And as we've already spoken about, you know, we've done the rounds when it comes to the final third. It was decision-making, it was poor in front of goal. It was really, really, really below par at times, actually. And we're not going to spend too long dwelling on individual performances tonight, full stop, because it's not a night for that. What I do want to do before we look ahead to the game is, I've just loosely touched on it there, but like I said, this is likely now to be the end for Jürgen Klopp in terms of meaningful games of football. Yeah. Like, there's a few more games of football to go, of course there are, and you know, the travelling fans, wherever they go, well, the fans inside Anfield are going to want to make it special, and we're going to want to win them games because, you know, Jürgen Klopp deserves that at the bare minimum. But it's a shame, isn't it? I can't sort of shake that feeling of it just being a shame, and that's such a weak word to use.
Yeah.
But this, Jürgen Klopp's time at Liverpool, his tenure, I'm not going to ask you to go into diatribes now about how much it means to you, etc., but it feels like that the ending should have been more fitting than this.
I think one of the most depressing parts about it was when we were muddling through around, I mean, like the peak of the season was that Chelsea Carabao Cup win. We had God knows how many players out. And you're looking forward to this point and going, we're going to have Trent back, we're going to have Salah back, we're going to have... And, you know, I wouldn't individually slag them off too much, but it's those players that haven't really come to the fore. That Virgil, you know, there's been points this season where I've been going, is Virgil having his best season in a Liverpool shirt? He doesn't seem to have been at it the last few weeks. Just, you know, getting bullied today and stuff like that. As much as we were kind of needed a refresh of the midfield, you're looking back and you're like, oh, I'd love a bit of like Peak Henderson, Peak Milner on today. Like people who can just see you over the line, who just have, but that's the frustrating thing, because he's like, well, we've got, in comparison to Arsenal, we've got a team full of winners. We've got Virgil there, we've got Mo, we've got Trent, we've got Andy Robertson. Even McAllister is a new player for us. He's won a World Cup. Mm. And, it, you know, that's been the depressing thing for me is, the time when I thought, right, these guys are really got to stand up and be imperious and say, we're the ones. I know City obviously know how to win because they're the bloody treble holders and all that, but we know how to win. We know how to get this team over the line. You know, we know how to, when the chips are down, pull those wins out and, you know, and at least get it to the last game of the season against Wolves and see what happens. Mm. But that just doesn't seem to have happened in the last couple of weeks.
No, and it's basically disappointing. I'm still trying to come to terms with it, to be told. Still trying to find the words.
Bit of a funeral atmosphere in here after this game, isn't it?
It's a post-mortem, ultimately. Yeah. Like, it's like the perfect shitstorm, essentially, isn't it? Because title hopes are pretty much done and dusted. You've lost to your biggest rival, Everton, you know what I mean? Obviously, Goodison Park doesn't help. It's Klopp's final derby. Klopp's on the brink of leaving, you know. Everton are definitely saying, oh, I'm pretty nonplussed. But ultimately, you know, it is those things come back. And also the fact that for weeks now, you said it earlier on, the culmination, and it feels like Liverpool in a nutshell was there in one 90-odd minute performance tonight, because defensively too weak, not winning battles, getting bullied, as you mentioned a moment ago, and more crucially than all of them things, not putting chances away at critical moments, which is criminal. And some of the goals and the manner which conceded tonight is also pretty damning, and not a good reflection on Liverpool as a whole.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.